Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church, and it's an honor to have Doug McBurney in studio on a Wednesday.
Yes, absolutely. It's great to be here again. And I want to do a little reminiscing.
Yeah.
I seem to remember, and I could be wrong because things get blurry over the years.
Yeah.
But I seem to remember you describing to me the look on Hillary Clinton's face when she looked at a banner that you were holding and made eye contact with the devil herself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, it was her affair with Vince Foster back at the Rose Law Firm in Little Rock.
An alleged affair.
No, it wasn't alleged.
Her affair. Okay.
Her extramarital affair with Vince Foster.
Before you go on, I just want to remind you that she could be the next president of the United States. She could be administering justice for the whole country. So I just want you to be aware of that before you say
We had a banner.
Yeah.
Well, we made it out of like a king size bed sheet, and it said Vince. It was a heart with an arrow through it.
I remember.
And it was Vince Foster and Hillary Clinton. Vince and Hillary.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there was blood dripping from the arrow.
And this is after Vince Foster had been found in the park with the clean shoes and the bullet hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like two bullet holes to back of the head suicide. No, it wasn't two bullet holes.
Well, there's a new report that says there was a bullet hole in his neck. One to the mouth and one to the neck. This just broke.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Anyway, it could all be, who knows.
Is that in the Weekly World News?
No.
No?
No, it was in a legitimate, I'll look it up. It was a former investigator.
It was the death of the highest level government official in decades.
Right, since Kennedy, I think.
And it was investigated by the park police.
Right, yeah.
That was bizarre.
And Hillary Clinton, if I'm not mistaken, she came to, was it Aspen or was it Denver? We had a great protest in Aspen. That was great.
Oh, Aspen.
Yeah, I can't remember where the eye contact
Bill
took
and Hillary. Oh, that was at an elementary school in Denver.
In Denver, okay.
Yeah, and she walked out of the school, got in a limo, and just made eye contact with this sign and just stared at it.
Right.
Vince and Hillary.
Right. Oh, so she didn't make eye contact with you.
No.
No, because you'd still be in counseling if that had happened.
Yeah.
You may have never recovered.
Right.
But she looked right at the sign.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
You said it was chilling, the look on her
face.
Yeah,
it was chilling.
It was.
Right.
Yeah, she was definitely bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Hillary's in the news again, believe it or not.
No.
Yes. Apparently, she's running for president.
She's back from the dead.
Yes. Now, you know that I have made the bold prediction, I believe about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That Hillary Clinton will not be the Democrat nominee.
Yeah, you did.
And at that point, you said, Doug, you should be very careful about making predictions.
Yes, these predictions.
they don't
cost much to make them.
No, they don't. But
that's still in play.
Well, you can
that
squander.
That prediction is totally in play.
You can squander a lot of intellectual capital with predictions. Like you said, they're cheap to make, but they can cost you a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm sticking to my story because I have been convinced that even people on the left hate Hillary Clinton because she's stomped on so many people.
She's creepy.
In her ruthless clawing her way to the top.
Wasn't it ABC News played a clip of her? She was asked about why do people think you're lying? And everything she said was obviously a lie.
Every word.
And then then they did a focus group on it, and one lady said, turn the sound off, and you know she's lying. It's just the creepiest thing. She lies worse than any liar in the history of the world.
And these are Democrats.
And she said that, and she said that to ABC. She said, well, I'm not a natural politician. You know, like my husband, he lies just effortlessly.
Just rolls right up.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, right.
It was too much. But she's a lying enabler of a sexual predator.
Yeah.
She's a child killer, socialist, pro-sodomite,
homosexualist,
godless.
All of it. The list goes on and on.
Right.
If there's anything that is in opposition to the living God, Hillary is the right. poster girl Some, for that.
A listener emailed me, don't you think Hillary is demon possessed? And I said, no, there's a demon out there that has Hillary in it.
Right.
But Hillary doesn't have a demon in
no,
it.
No, and that demon it's is just, desperately working to get her out.
It's just Hillary.
That's
you
right.
want to see an exorcism. There's a demon trying to get Hillary out of it.
And that's be an all-nighter. Now, so Hillary, as you may or may not be aware, she set up her own private email. Because for Hillary, the rules apply to the little people.
Yeah.
And there's a rule right. when you become the Secretary of State or work at the State Department in any function, that if you're going to exchange professional emails that may contain classified information, you have to use your government-secured server.
Yeah, right.
Hillary didn't want to do that.
Right. She didn't want to do that, not only because it's a nuisance, but because of all her mingling of State Department business with the hundreds of millions of dollars they took in during those years for their Clinton Foundation, which
yes.
has made them wildly wealthy.
They've done fairly well. Well, you yeah. know what they say? They came to do good, and they've done very well indeed.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Indeed.
And so that's the main reason she didn't want to use a government email system
yeah.
is because she wanted to avoid, you know, the open air, the Freedom of Information Act.
That's it.
Inquiries.
Because everything you exchange on that government server, not only is it recorded for all of time, but it
right.
can be requested by American citizens, by
yeah.
reporters,
right.
investigators,
yeah.
right? It's all, it's a permanent record, so to
right.
speak.
Right.
So she didn't want to have anything to do with that. Now, she claimed it was because she was so in love with her BlackBerry. And I'm thinking a BlackBerry is 2008. Who
right.
was still using a BlackBerry?
Yeah, right,
she's
right.
still using one? Anyway.
Yeah.
That's what she claimed.
So we know, obviously, the FBI has been investigating Hillary Clinton over this. And she said it's just a security review.
Oh, absolutely. That's why it involves 100 FBI agents and the director of the FBI.
Right. And she said none of the emails were marked classified, which is completely irrelevant.
It doesn't matter.
If you have top secret information, you're supposed to be able to recognize it,
yeah.
whether you created it or received it,
right.
you and your staff at the highest level of the government.
Right.
This is the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got all kinds of top secret information going through. And then the 30,000 emails they refused to turn over.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, they were planning Chelsea's wedding and Bill.
Yoga.
And all that.
Her yoga schedule.
Which obviously is completely a lie.
Yeah.
Because she said it.
But she's not a very good liar, so you picked up on that one right away.
So, at any rate, so now
so everyone's,
forget about the FBI.
Now everyone's aware of her FBI problem. In fact, there has been a rumor that I've been waiting on every day on the edge of my seat that the FBI director is going to recommend that she be indicted. That, like, every day I'm like,
yeah.
when, please?
Yeah.
And he hasn't, but there's that rumor out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
So we know she has a problem with the FBI.
Yeah. Forget the FBI. She has a problem with the NSA.
The NSA.
The National Security Agency.
That is a super secret spy agency.
Yes.
That collects primarily intelligence from overseas.
Yeah.
To protect us from
terrorism.
And
they have, and you know, the FBI has been investigating Hillary for months. Well, it turns out now that the NSA has been investigating Hillary. And you know how the media spins it? They say, they're not investigating Hillary. They're investigating the server, the email server.
Okay.
Since when? Has there ever been like an investigation on a Ford pickup truck? What do you investigate? You investigate a microphone?
Maybe you can indict a ham sandwich, but not
you can't
a server.
Investigate.
No.
It's you investigate the people who own, use, authorize.
That's what you'd think.
Equipment.
So there's
so
an
the
NSA.
Server is not being investigated, yet the media, by and large, says the server's being investigated.
I think even Fox News is reporting
which is hysterical.
It with that verbiage. It's as if they're in lockstep with the liberals at Fox News.
It
it's
is
weird.
Hysterical. So the Observer over in London.
Now, they have no dog in this fight because they're from London.
Well,
they don't care if Hillary's elected or indicted. Or
well, and they're left, even though, regardless, you know, the claim, if you hear that some organization is a conservative media outlet.
Yeah.
That means they're pro-abortion, pro-homosexuality, pro-evolution.
But they're for low taxes.
Gospel.
Yeah, they're against God.
What do you mean for low taxes? They support Republican administrations that trump any previous Democratic administration.
But we're supposed to believe they're for low taxes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes them conservative.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you know Bruce Jenner is a conservative?
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's a conservative now.
Yeah.
Or no, she always was. Let's move on from that. Let's get back to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Because now the NSA, that's a serious thing, but I don't understand the story, and I want to. Because my whole prediction is hanging by a thread, and it's this story right here.
Yeah, so Bill and Hillary for decades have had a close personal friend, hitman, advisor, Sid Blumenthal.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so filthy dirty that even liberals despise him for using the race card against Obama. And the laundry list is so long and so bizarre.
He's one of the reasons even people on the left hate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
because of
right.
him.
So at any rate, when Hillary is appointed to be the Secretary of State, confirmed, then she wants to hire Sid Blumenthal. In the Obama administration, it's like, what, are you guys delusional? He doesn't get within 1,000 miles of Washington, D.C. He is not working for you.
No.
So Hillary totally ignores that.
Yeah.
And it's paying him $100,000 or so a year
now,
out of the foundation.
Oh, the foundation.
And the
yes.
Clinton Foundation,
right.
The criminal foundation of theirs. And he's advising her. And some of these emails that have top secret information are coming from Sid Blumenthal to Hillary Clinton.
Okay. So Sid is sending Hillary classified information. But wait a second. He doesn't work for the government.
No, he's not even an intern. He's not even a Monica Lewinsky.
He doesn't even rate that level
he's
of
anathema.
Access.
He is not welcome
right.
in the federal government.
And he's
in any way.
Now, as the FBI story goes, my concern has been that Hillary has been transmitting classified information.
Yeah.
But you're saying she was receiving classified information.
Both, right? Receiving, sending, getting it passed through her staff.
You're right. That's,
at the State Department.
Yeah.
Doing it both. But the question became this one email that was released by the State Department, which is shocking that it was released. Absolutely shocking. And that's a little hard to figure out why they didn't black it all out.
Well, maybe.
Censor it.
Maybe someone deep within the bowels of the government is trying to get the truth out.
Maybe.
Could be.
Right?
Yeah.
You mean somebody who doesn't like Hillary?
There's probably more than one person working.
This was June 8th, 2011.
Okay.
And this email about the Sudan is... this is highly classified, top secret information about a coup being plotted by top generals in the Sudan.
Wow.
And it's about a meeting that they had with top military and intelligence officers from the Sudan, a high-level meeting that had taken place only 24 hours before the email.
And Sid is sending this to Hillary.
Sid, right.
Now, Sid,
now, how does he get this?
I was about to ask, how does Sid get a hold of a meeting that happened less than 24 hours ago?
Well, when this email was made public, along with the tens of thousands of other emails, the NSA was enraged because they recognized this is all our reporting. There were four separate reports marked top secret. And Sidney Blumenthal's email to Hillary incorporated information, significant quantities of information, from all four reports into this one overview email.
Wow.
And so the NSA did an investigation. Hmm. They were investigating the server.
The server did that.
They're not investigating the server. They're investigating Hillary Clinton's scam operation at the Secretary of State's office. And it turns out that Sid Blumenthal's email contained verbatim lifted words from these NSA reports, including one complete paragraph, the whole thing lifted from one of the four reports.
Okay, so I can see why the NSA is probably quite alarmed. Like, how does Sidney Blumenthal have this?
Right, right.
How does that happen?
So for a long time, it has been believed that a former CIA senior intelligence official, Tyler Drumheller, was Sid Blumenthal's source for government-generated top secret information.
Uh-huh.
But we can't talk to him.
No. I think he should be arrested and investigated.
Subpoenaed.
Yes, he should be subpoenaed.
Well, he's dead too. He's dead. He died.
Oh.
He died in August. before Emailgate became front page news.
Uh-huh.
So he died.
Now, he wasn't found in Fort Marcy Park, was he? We'll have to look into that.
Well,
find out what how this,
the Observer says that he conveniently died last August.
A lot of people do that around Hillary.
Yeah.
They conveniently die.
It is.
We don't want to be on that
bizarre,
list.
It's a bizarre phenomenon. How many people associated with the Clintons have died during key moments? It is bizarre.
It's almost enough to drive.
I'm not saying.
It could drive one to a conspiracy theory.
It could
to
drive.
To wonder, how is it that all these people died?
And it's a couple dozen.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Depending on your cutoff.
Yeah, there's an official list somewhere online.
And it's way more than a couple dozen.
Yeah.
It depends on. Yeah, so at any rate.
So he's conveniently passed from the scene. He's not able to be interviewed.
No.
So maybe Sidney doesn't have an in to get the information anymore.
Well, whether he does or not, everyone who works with intelligence, who has a brain, is able to discern that these are high-level meetings from Sudan's top-ranking military about a coup.
Yeah,
obviously, this is being picked up by either human intelligence, which is extremely valuable and dangerous, or, you know, very sophisticated NSA spying, technological spying.
Yeah.
So one or the other, it's obviously above top secret.
Yeah.
And it is above top secret.
Above. So this is not something that they picked up off the local news report in Sudan at the 5 o'clock news the night before.
Like Hillary said, oh, this was the New York Times report about our drone program.
Yeah,
and right. It wasn't marked top secret.
No, no.
And some of these, the media, you know, they often say they had classified and secret. And top secret. Is that how they say it?
I believe so.
And they should say they had classified, top secret, and top secret SAP, that special access program.
Right.
Which is higher than top secret.
Meaning only a specific group of people
Very
are allowed
few
to
people.
Even see it.
And at the NSA, they call it Gamma, a Gamma compartment for extremely sensitive information, decrypted conversations between top foreign leadership. As this obviously was.
Well, yeah, it would have to be.
Sid Blumenthal is just passing it on to the Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
He had sent hundreds of pages of information about North African countries to Hillary. She disseminated a lot of it. And he had financial interest in the region.
Oh, well, wait a second. Now, so I don't know what Sid Blumenthal was doing for he was working for the foundation. How does he have a financial interest?
He had with a former assistant to who's the Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair.
Tony Rock and Roll Blair.
They had an NGO business opportunity going on, non-governmental organization.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
To make a lot of money, as in millions.
Yeah.
And Hillary apparently is fine with all this. And her foundation, meaning she could probably get a cut. I don't know that part.
I'm sure there's some kind of informal agreement.
That's her business methodology.
Right.
Use your influence as the Secretary of State to get donations of millions to tens of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
Where you could pay yourself whatever you want.
Yes.
And your family and your friends.
Right. And also use your influence and your knowledge to help businessmen and investors to do business. And there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah,
and
right.
Maybe a finder's fee, maybe.
So who knows if it turns out that, you know, ignoring request for more security was sort of a business decision because we don't want things to look bad. Or if saying that this was just a spontaneous protest that was maybe supportive of a business interest.
Wow.
I mean, we don't know that yet. But those things, they seem like relevant questions.
As you read back through history, it's amazing. And we'll, of course, it'll all come out on Judgment Day. How many of the some of the biggest stories and catastrophic events throughout human history all boiled down to someone trying to steal money. Just that simple political graft that turns into some horrific thing.
Yeah, right.
As big as a war sometimes.
Yeah.
Comes down to just
graft. The basics. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery.
There you go.
Do not murder. People do these things and then, you know, the consequences go on.
Yeah. And it can be, there could be human intelligence that has been put in jeopardy because of what Hillary did here.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People get killed over things like that.
Oh, of course.
When they find out that you've been sitting in your office and you've been sending information back to the NSA, you end up...
Tyler Drumheller.
He
died of cancer.
Allegedly. But, I mean, people get killed. Their whole families get killed and thrown in prison over compromise of human intelligence. Right. Very dangerous business.
Right.
And Hillary, obviously not taking it very seriously at the least, an unbelievable criminal conspiracy at its worst is possible. And I think it's quite possible there's enough people in Washington who dislike Hillary that the truth could actually come out. Mm-hmm. I hold on to that hope.
So the FBI could recommend...
Could recommend indictment, right? Now, that won't derail our campaign.
The NSA could provide supporting evidence. But if that doesn't happen, the Observer says, look for a leak fest of the kind not seen since Watergate.
Oh, yeah. That's something I had not considered.
Yeah.
That if there are people in the government who want the truth to come out,
right,
and it gets suppressed for political purposes.
Right. Obama.
There's other ways to get information out.
And what's with Michelle in Cuba?
Yeah.
With her blinking.
I don't know. She's
Did
got
you
the
see
slow
that?
She got the slow blink going.
Bill Clinton was for 7 minutes at a political rally in Arizona with his mouth hanging open and chewing on his tongue, looking listless.
Wait, I gotta see this
I
video.
Think he has syphilis. No, really.
That's impossible.
He's losing it. And then he said, we gotta get over the last 8 years.
Hey, I saw that.
What did he say?
The horrible legacy of the last eight years.
And I'm thinking, does he know that's Obama?
I think that's a Freudian slip.
I mean, he hates Obama. Remember,
oh, they hate him.
He said just a few years ago he would have been serving us food.
I think he said that, yeah.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah, he would have been bringing us coffee or something.
He said he would have been one of the servants.
Yeah, it almost sounded racist if Bill Clinton if he was capable of such
almost
a thing.
Almost sounding racist.
Well, no, Democrats.
He's from Hope, Arkansas. I shouldn't say that to my Arkansas.
No,
friends.
Democrats can't be racist. So if he was capable of that, then that would have been close as he could have ever come to
racist.
Being racist. Yeah, that was racist.
Yeah,
so they,
I just can't even conceive of thinking like
so
that.
So I've been concerned because I was convinced that Barack Obama and his machine would never even let Hillary get this far. So I think that Hillary's people probably have enough on Barack's people that Barack can't, you know, it's like two evil empires.
Yeah, yeah.
And one is more evil than the other. And when the other goes to destroy the other, the other one's more evil. Yeah. And that's why Hillary has made it this far.
Yeah.
Like
the two towers.
Yeah. So she's on a tightrope. It could all collapse like a house of cards at any moment if Obama's
people. So your prediction that Hillary would not be the nominee
is. Well, that's
still in play.
It's still in play, but it doesn't look good for me.
No.
Well, not from an electoral map. If you look at the electoral map, it doesn't look good for me.
So Hillary for the big house, 2016.
And not the White House. Well, there would have to be some cataclysmic political event outside of the campaign in order for my prediction to come true. And that's highly unlikely at this point.
Yeah,
but
if Comey resigns at the FBI.
Yeah.
That they could withstand that. Let's just say he's a Republican.
So if he recommended indictment, and then she was not, and the Justice Department refused, and he resigned in protest.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could survive that.
They won't care.
No.
They just won't care.
No. Let me think. I'm trying to think of a possible scenario in which Hillary Clinton's honor could be disparaged, and I don't think there is.
No, there is no honor.
There just is no way that could happen. But there are still some sane people in the country who may even have retained some honor and may have watched your show in the early 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an article here from Madison, Wisconsin, local newspaper there.
Wisconsin. Were we ever on? We were on in Kenosha.
Kenosha?
Big station.
Yeah.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin.
In the early 1990s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, Racine, maybe? Yeah. We were.
So there is a bit of a Well, there's a controversy over a judge who was appointed by Governor Scott Walker. She was appointed by Walker last October, and she's currently facing an electoral challenge from another more liberal appeals court judge, and this is quite the big story in Wisconsin, because this is Scott Walker's hand-picked conservative judge, and the liberal machine that hates Scott Walker, they're all geared up against her.
Yeah.
So they've been digging through her garbage, and they've been going back and pulling her
and they
thesis
have found
from college.
Stuff he didn't know.
They found some stuff that Scott Walker was not aware of, I'm convinced of that. Because as early as 1992, Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley.
She wasn't a Supreme Court Justice back then.
No.
And we were on back then.
This is the early 90s. She wrote a column for the Marquette Tribune in 1992 in which she expressed support for the tenets of the modern day personhood movement.
Wow.
She compared abortion to the mistreatment of African Americans and to the mass killing of Jews during the Holocaust.
Wow.
This was an article written for her college newspaper.
Wow.
Back in the early 1990s. I can give you a quote. She says, "I recall a time in history when blacks were treated as something less than human. When Jews were treated as non-humans. She says, America, Wisconsin, we are perpetrating a similar slaughter, only we are killing babies," she wrote in 1992. Mm-hmm. And at some point, let's see, she wrote a column, another column, in which she called homosexuals degenerates.
Wow.
She referred to gay people as queers.
Whoa.
And she said the following.
You know, I never even did that on the air. I mean, I call them homos.
Homos,
because up in Boulder, early on in our awareness and protest.
Yeah.
They call themselves queers.
Right, right.
And the queer Boulder Queer Collective.
Yes.
So I call them homos because they don't call themselves homos.
They don't like that.
And anyway.
Back in the early 90s when you realized the threat of the homosexuals to the country and to our children, you chose to call them homos because they called themselves queers and fags. I remember that.
Yeah,
they would take the derogatory and try to make it.
Luke Sissy Fag used to be on Mike Rosen's show on KOA Radio.
Well, Judge Rebecca Bradley has yet to apologize for this. At last I checked. Now, she could be issuing an apology as we speak. I don't know. But as of before we went to air, she had not yet apologized for writing this. Pro-abortion people cannot escape this fact. When a woman becomes pregnant and chooses abortion, she is choosing to have another human being rip her own child into pieces.
Wow.
A life is being extinguished, and no man or woman has the right to take the life of another.
Wow.
So she said these things in college and shortly thereafter, and obviously had a successful career, and has now been appointed to the Wisconsin State
Supreme Court. She hasn't apologized yet. As of right now.
Now, I don't know if Scott Walker's people are trying to get a hold of her to see if maybe she's moderated or evolved, so to speak, on some of these issues. But I want to lift up Rebecca Bradley. I want to lift her up and have folks pray for her. I'm going to pray for her that she can remain strong and stand by, not her convictions. These are just biblical observations that she makes.
Yeah.
All right, hopefully she can stand by.
Doug, thank you so very much, and we will pray for this Rebecca Bradley.
And we'll do
State Supreme Court
Justice. We'll do some research to see if she ever watched TV in Kenosha.
We've said the best we know, there is no federal justice who's ever affirmed that the child has the right to life.
Right. This could be the first.
But here we have a State Supreme Court Justice. All right, thank you, Doug McBurney. God bless you guys.